Hi, and welcome to this episode of ASAP's So What, So There, the mini version of the ASAP Foam Skeptics podcast. I want to talk today about asthma and our ability to accurately and quickly assess its severity in the emergency department, because there was a paper published in 2015 that I can't believe slid by me. This paper is the assessment of acute asthma severity in the emergency department. Are heart and respiratory rates relevant? This was published in the American Journal of Emergency Medicine in November of 2015 and was authored by Drs. Rodrigo and Neffen. This was a very good paper, and it kind of scares me because there were guidelines that were initially published in 1997 and then revisited in 2007, which was the National Asthma Education Prevention Program Expert Panel Report, the guidelines for the diagnosis and management of asthma. And these guidelines set out a number of things that would define something as being a severe episode of asthma. In particular, there were two specific guidelines. One was a heart rate greater than 110 beats per minute, and the other was respiratory rate greater than 25 to 30 breaths per minute. And the reason this kind of scares me, and I think it really affects our practice, is that these are numbers that are very often used by nurses in triage to determine whether somebody needs to be rushed to the back or whether somebody can wait. They are also often used by urgent cares and sometimes mid-level practitioners who are working in fast-track areas of the department to kind of help guide and assess how bad an asthma attack is. But the problem that Drs. Rodrigo and Neffen have shown us, they really don't have any correlation. What this paper did was looked at 1,192 severe acute asthmatics. These were persons aged 33.9 years, plus or minus 10.3, and had poor forced expiratory volume in the first second, or FEV1. And they looked at the patients as they came into the emergency department and got a measure of their forced expiratory volume in the first second. And they categorized them utilizing that tool, which is certainly a more accurate measure. And they said that those who had an FEV1 that was between 31 and 50% of predicted were thought to have severe acute asthma. And those who had an FEV1 that was less than 30% of predicted were considered to have life-threatening asthma. What's interesting is that when you look at these guidelines, for those who had severe acute asthma, only 22% met both the heart rate and respiratory rate requirements for acute severe asthma. And of those that were thought to have life-threatening asthma, only 19% of the patients met the heart rate and respiratory rate requirements for acute severe asthma. And so it seems like we're relying on a measure to warn us that somebody is in fact having even potentially life-threatening asthma that just doesn't actually pan out. The pooled analysis, as suggested by Dr. Rodrigo, suggests a poor performance of heart and respiratory rates as determinant of acute asthma severity in the emergency department. So what should we be doing? Well, in truth, if we're seeing a lot of asthma, we ought to consider the use of FEV1 to help us guide who needs immediate care and who can wait. Absent that, we should be incorporating a lot more gestalt and not relying solely or even largely on the heart rate or the respiratory rate to determine who is actually suffering from severe asthma. That's what we have for this week. Stay tuned next week for a full edition of ASAP's So What, the Foam Skeptics podcast, where we will begin a three-part series on EMTALA and the joy of transferring patients. Until then, remember, whether it's schadenfreude or saving lives, we've got the best job in the world. Have a great day, everybody.